Buenos dias, Ndewo, Migwo, welcome, bonjour, guten Tag, and it's a pleasure to be here one more time on Hello Port Harcourt. My name is Jude Omamigbe, and today we are going to be taking you on a journey, not just of conversations, but maybe of nostalgia. The first song you got to listen to was by Adele. Most younger people will probably know that song, but I promise you, from here on down, I'm going to be taking you back to the year 2003, 2008, is it 10 and 12? Yeah, so you really need to stick with us this morning. Now, our first port of call, All Inside Rivers, all about, you know, the office beat. Now, in recent months, not even days, not even weeks, in recent months, there have been a lot of complaints on social media. I have complained personally, right, to the telecoms provider that I use about the very poor network service that I've been receiving over the past few weeks and months. And interestingly, it must be said that the customer relations, by and large, has greatly improved from what used to be, say, 5 years ago. How many of you remember 5 years ago where you have to call the customer care and you could be there for 10, 20 minutes? My record was 22 minutes waiting to be attended to by a customer care rep. This was about 5 years ago. But these days, if you use social media, particularly if you use Twitter, you know, you're more likely to get a response and then they attend to you. Even banks are on the bandwagon to, as it were, use that platform to attend to customers. So it's pretty efficient these days. A big kudos to them. But this morning, okay, I want to have a vox pop with you this morning. Now, you see, recently, it was in the newspapers, and a lot of people responded to this on social media, and I thought, well, what better way to get a feel from those who are experiencing it directly? Now, this is from the Guardian newspaper, and the headline, 2nd of November, says, "Network quality in Nigeria, South Africa, better than the UK, US." Let me repeat that. Network quality in Nigeria, in South Africa, better than the UK and the US. Now, before you go up in arms and go, oh, that's a fallacy, maybe it's just, you know, them trying to promote their brand. Well, they may have reasons to say so. And let me quickly read a bit of that interview. Now, the group chief executive officer of MTN, Ralph Mupita, has asserted, I like the fact, asserted that the quality of service offered by some network operators in Nigeria, South Africa, and other African countries is far better than the offerings from players in the United Kingdom, the United States, and other European countries. That report goes on to talk about, you know, how the various telecoms are investing heavily in the fifth generation of network 5G and the expansions that are currently ongoing across the Federation. And then it got me worried. It got me to think, okay, they are insisting that it's better. So let me ask you. So it doesn't look like, yeah, it's a bash session. When you call him, this is what I want you to do. Tell me how many lines of the different network you have. Don't mention any name. We don't need any names. Just tell me how many numbers you have. Some Nigerians have two or three numbers. This is interesting because most of my friends in the UK and in the US, they have just one number. Most of them. Some have two, right? But most Nigerians have two. In fact, I know of an individual who has four different numbers on four different phones. Is a businessman. And the reason is, well, in case one goes down, this one will not fail me. If this other two go down, that one will not fail me. And so on and so forth. So, ladies and gentlemen, this very pokey talk show this morning, let us, as it were, get to find out your experience with your service provider within the past 6 weeks.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, please do refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Don't make comments that may be seen as inciting. And if you didn't quite see or hear it, please don't make any unsubstantiated claim. The smart number to call this morning is 070-0923-0923. I'll repeat that, 070-0923-0923. Sefini, that's it, 070-0923-0923. That's it. So call in, tell us your experience in the past 6 weeks from the various operators that you either engage or you have had experiences with. You don't need to mention their brand names. Just tell us, oh, this has been good, that's been great, my data is this, my data is that. Tell us. Let's get to hear from you this morning. Zion is on the line. We also have Clement in Adajo. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Welcome.
Yeah. I have four lines.
Oh, you have four too.
Strictly business.
Wow.
Strictly business. And for the provider or for the service or reception, my brother, I would say 60%.
How many percent?
60%.
Okay.
And for the data, they are running less than 40-45 on signal strength.
Hmm.
You know, that is why we get this line. So that once this one is failing, you go to the other one just to make sure that you pass out that data, or you deliver that data that your other client so needed or looking for. For now, we are just managing and struggling it. So that's why switching off, like, I have three phones, all iBright, but sometimes you off the phone thinking the phone was the problem.
Mm.
It wasn't the phone, it was the network.
It was interesting.
The network, Mr. Zion.
All right. Clement Nana George. Clement, how's been your experience in the past 6 weeks, please?
Terrible.
Oh, really? Wow. Why?
Very terrible, Mr. Jude. You see, I'm a digital marketer.
Okay.
I basically have my office online. So I live, breathe, eat, chop, sleep, everything online. Right? Hello?
I'm listening to you, Clement. Go on, please.
Good. Okay. So I have the popular one, the other data, I mean the other, okay, let me call it the internet network.
Interesting.
Now the telecommunication network, which is the one you can use to call and make and browse, I have like three of that, of different network, right? So if I'm speaking to you now, I have data in all of them because I'm always streaming and all that. And I have customers outside the shores of this country, especially those countries we mentioned, UK, US.
Mm.
Now, if they are telling me that our own here is far better, I laughed at it. Because to stay online with them, they basically just said, our Nigerian brother, we know he's going to have issues. Let's send him the details via his mail because
really,
I'm telling you, we cannot. In fact, because of me, we have to stop using Zoom, and we are now using something else. I don't want to mention the name. So even with that, that is because that is for me. I feel it will because of Zoom, the data and all that. I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but however, the other one we are using is kind of lighter. So it will not consume more data.
Much data.
But even
okay.
at that, the streaming, my brother, is poor.
It's poor.
Very poor.
In the past six
very,
weeks, it's been
very
poor.
Poor. I've complained. I've talked about it. Went on Twitter. Went, in fact, there were protocols to say, drop your... Everything is just... Even the green one, the popular green one. You know that green one now? That one, too, is another terrible one, my brother.
Temple is in Rukpaku. Temple, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, the very distinguished youth.
Welcome.
How are you doing this morning?
Welcome, please.
The very distinguished youth. Making this comparison, who is making this assertion at the first place?
It's the CEOs of the companies, of the telecoms companies.
The telecoms companies, the ones residing in Nigeria here.
Yes, please.
They are the ones promoting themselves.
In a matter of speaking?
In a matter of speaking.
Mm.
What do you expect now? I thought he said maybe it's a neutral body. What they will promote themselves until we get to hear from the other side now.
So,
because,
Temple, the focus here is you. What has been your experience in the past 6 weeks?
The experience has been so horrible. The only word to describe it is horrible. You understand? You have a credit or airtime in your phone. You cannot even access the person you want to get to. Sometimes you call, the person's number is quite on, but they will tell you not reachable or even switched off.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes you will even call. They are reading your minute. Your money is going, but you can't even hear any voice. You understand? Sometimes you send the text message. You are being charged for the text message. The person who received the person you sent to did not receive any text message.
Have you made a formal complaint to your service provider?
Oh, they will even tell you. We apologize for any inconveniences. Mm. And end there. They will not even tell you they are going to refund you your money. The ones you never, got value to. Only they're sorry for the inconvenience. That is what personally they always tell me. After them have kept me on hold for several minutes.
So you called the customer care line.
I called the customer care line. Called them even whenever I have issues. Sometimes I will buy a recharge card. Trying to load it is an issue. I also call them. Sorry for the inconveniences. I send a text message. The person didn't receive it. I'm being charged. Sorry for the inconveniences. So are we going to be getting inconveniences upon inconveniences without even getting some kind of some kind of compensation on that regard?
There was some compensation. Thank you very much, Temple. We have to go on a break. There was some compensation. I think that was that last year when one of the service providers went down for a long time, and then they sent messages. I think they even made a broadcast about it. They released a video apologizing for some some technical challenges, and I think most people got 100 naira or so. I can't remember what it was, but there was some compensation. But once again, following these recent comments that what Nigerians, South Africans, and some African countries are getting as quality is much better than the US or the UK and some other European countries. What's been your experience? That's one of my simple vox pop. Let's hear from you. Hopefully, they too are listening. Hello, Potako Return.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Podhackers.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Well, it's just about 25 seconds before 9:30. Good morning once again and welcome to Hello Port Harcourt. My name is Jude Omamigbe, and this Thursday morning, as we look at how your businesses are going through, talking about business issues, we're looking at the service providers and the quality of their service in recent times. Telecoms in particular. So it's a very straightforward question, right? It's a vox pop I have this morning. Now, calling, tell us, how many lines do you have? And in the past month, what has been your experiences? Have they been favorable? Have they been good? Your complaints, have you been able to address them to your service provider? Have their responses been prompt? Have you had your issues resolved? Did they communicate to you at a very appreciable time? These are questions I have to find out from you this morning. All of this on the back that the network quality in Nigeria and South Africa is much better than US and UK. At least that's what some people are claiming. And by some people, I'm referring to some of the bigwigs of the telecoms industry here in Nigeria. So please take a very close listen at our smart number. It is 070-0923-0923. That's it. 070-0923-0923. That's smart. Call us. Let's hear you this morning. Edward is doing the very smart thing. Edward, good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
I'm listening with keen interest. All right. Firstly, the communication here, right, the network connectivity here, it, you can't compare it with the one in the UK.
So really? Are you saying Port Harcourt's connectivity in the past month has not been great?
It's fair, but it's when you are comparing with the ones in the UK, and you can't compare it. See, Jude, I'm a regular traveler to the UK and to the US. Have their networks, all right? It doesn't fluctuate the way it fluctuates here. Just for example, I tried to call you just now, and the network was also clear. The person that received it couldn't hear me, and it went off.
Oh, dear.
All right, I have to call the second time.
Apologies.
Because it went through. Same with data. Over there, once you buy your SIM, and you have your data purchased on your SIM, it's seamless, as in your operation is very... As in, you love it. So it's not about people that just said that just wanted to promote their business. Trust me. For us here, we're just trying to make up. If we have that network, there was a time, dude, I will tell you.
Yes.
There was a time I wrote to one of those networks there in the UK. I said, if they can have their presence here in Nigeria, all right, but they have to go through the normal protocols.
Yeah.
You know, go through the NCC and the. You know why? Because, take for example, in the UK, if you have a SIM, take for example MTN, if MTN is there, because at times I can roam with my MTN over there. If you have your SIM there, and if I'm on the same network with you, right, if I get to call you, I don't pay any, there's no charge on my phone.
Interesting.
On my credit. There's no. The only way the charges go is for my data, or when I call a different line. That's why when any Nigerian step into the UK and he called, they'll say, which line are you using? Oh, I'm using social network. So hold on, I'm going to call you with that because you can't talk for hours with zero charge.
No charge.
No charge. I'm telling you. I've been calling there for over 10 years. So I'm telling you, this is not somebody telling me. This is what happened to me. So here, your buyer's credit is running like something else. Data is, you try to stream is a problem. All right? Before you know it, data is off. So, but they should wake up and get better. We are trying, but we have not gotten there yet. So there's no comparison. They shouldn't be fighting themselves that, hey, we are better than others. No way. We are not even near 20% of their own. Trust me.
Edward, thank you very much. And that's how, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome ourselves back to Hello Port Harcourt. All right, so WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. And let me get to read some messages. I get back to the phone lines shortly. Let's get to read some messages. Good morning, Drew. It says, I have the three networks, all right? In fact, four, right? Red, green. Oh, wow. The last few weeks have been abysmal for the networks. Gift in Transamadi says abysmal. All right. Hello, Jude. It is discouraging. Data consumption is terrible and out of this world. Interesting. Mr. Jude, I have three working lines. To be honest with you, this statistic is not correct. Data, zero, all of them. Call, 20%. The experience in general is zero. That's Augustine Rodriguez. That's the person who just sent us that message. Good morning, Nigeria Info. I have not been to any other country before, but I believe that Nigeria network is one of the worst. I have four SIM cards, and most times there wouldn't be network on all of them. Slow with browsing. Even just last night, there was no network on all my lines. Nigerian network is very poor. Wasiu from Rumo Paradi. Noble is in D-Line. Noble, good morning to you. Welcome. Ah, Noble. Wow. Noble just... Wow. Drop call, I guess. Apologies to you, Noble. Apologies, please. At Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Twitter and Facebook. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Twitter and on Facebook. I did put I did tag the telecoms providers personally this morning. I'm just wondering if they're... I'd like to hope that they are paying close attention to Port Harcourt this morning. My 2.3, Emma in Ebonyi. Welcome, please.
Thank you, Jibrojid. I just got to tell you that information... Our network is better what than American or that country.
Oh, Ima, I am sorry. I am so sorry. I don't even know what happened just now. I am so sorry. Okay. All right. On Twitter, Sanjini at Sajo at Sa oh Sa Jones Dajini. Aha. Okay. Interesting. All right. He has three very popular flags up. Interestingly, and he says or she says that honestly, it is terrible the way data is sold to customers needs to be reviewed because data doesn't last. It's easy to say it's usage, but I tell you, it isn't. Network providers are exploiting their customers. Now, you see, on Twitter and where on Facebook recently, I have gotten to see a lot of comments, you know, that reflect similar comments to what Sajini is saying. People say, look, I bought, you know, 6 gig worth of data and it's gone in 2 days. What did I do? In fact, there was a very funny one. The lady apparently bought about 10 gig worth of data, all right? And then by the following morning, it had disappeared. Now, obviously, something, maybe her phone has a virus or something, because I use mobile devices and my brothers are, you know, tech boys. And they explain that, look, sometimes there are apps on your phones, on your laptops that could be running in the background. And if by chance you've picked up a virus, you know, that virus could be, you know, sending information through your laptop, through your phones to different sources. You wouldn't know, thereby, you know, running down your data. Yeah, it's possible. But one of the people who I was speaking to said, but if that's true, how come it doesn't happen every single time? Some months is not so great. Some months I use my data and I'm like, wow, it's not finished yet. You know. But anyway, once again, we'll find out your experiences. How is it affecting your businesses this morning? Your network experience in Port Harcourt, particularly in the past month or 6 weeks. That's our focus this morning. All right, thank you very much, Chibike. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very fine, my brother. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yes, I'm very interested in this program going on this morning concerning this telecom provider, especially MTN.
Well, we need to mention names. Just how many? Oh dear. Oh wow, Chibike's line just went dead. All right, so once again, just calling, tell me how many numbers you have, phone lines that is, phone numbers you have. Like I said, it's not unusual for most Nigerians to have two numbers, right? It's not unusual. I know of four. Somebody called in and actually affirmed that, yes, he has four lines for his business. So tell me what your experience has been within the past month. This is November. Since October. Okonkwa is in Rumokuta. Okonkwa, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, brother.
Welcome.
Yes, I have two lines.
Okay.
Airtel and MTN.
We don't need the names, but what's been the service like in the past month?
Completely. Even before I called you now, I struggled. Since about 1 week now, nothing has been happening. And so that information that they gave to you, they compare it North America and other, that information was lie. It's not true.
How's it affecting your businesses? If you do engage in business, what's your experience with that?
America and Germany, that if any network tampers with their connection, they sue them to court. Is that what you compare to this place? Every time I ask somebody from America or Germany, they would give you the full details that their network is intact. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Konko, thank you very much for sending in that your message, for calling him, rather. All right, more messages are coming through. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Now, why we are focusing on the past month is that within this past month, I have keenly observed on social media, a lot of people have been complaining. Last week, it was the issue of having transfers being delayed. Some people say, look, that they've been trying to use their bank apps. It's not been working as long as 48 hours. That's terrible. Noble is in Dayline. Noble, good morning to you, please.
Hello, Jude. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's your night?
Good morning. Welcome. I hope you're well.
All right. So I'm not a businessman, but I have three things. Yes, I have three things. So a period of time is quite disgusting, like it's frustrating.
This past month.
Sometimes I will buy data like 4 weeks. I can't be able to afford the internet. Sometimes I will even change the phone to 3G.
Noble, thank you very much. Noble says it is annoying. Now, that particular suggestion or maybe that particular line of action, I think was shared with me that those of you who have 4G smartphones, very soon 5G smartphones will be everywhere. Those of you who have a lot of money now, you've probably bought the high-end phones. They already come with 5G enabled antenna or device, whatever it is. Yeah, radios. Exactly. I need to get my terms correctly. But point is, when I was experiencing seriously delayed reception or poor reception, you know, somebody advised me that I should change from 4G to 3G. Now, I remember when we were using the 3G phones, I'm like, man, 3G is so fast. You know, I keep wondering, because if back then, when 3G was the only thing available, and back then, you know, I had friends who were in the US, who were in the UK, who would say, but when they come to Nigeria, 3G doesn't feel fast. You know, I can never forget being at the airport. My friend was about to travel. There was a match that was on. We were trying to follow it. And he tried to stream that match before he went on the flight because he's a Man U fan, all right? He needed to know what was going on, all right? And he tried to stream. And this was 3G. And he couldn't believe that with 3G, I still can't stream. That doesn't make sense. That, you know, I don't even watch my TV anymore. Or when I get back to the UK, everything I do is on my phone. But I can't watch it. But today, years later, we have 4G. One would expect that, you know, the reception, the service provision will be much better owing to the fact that I had used, and some of you have experienced, 2G network. Remember it was Edge and 2, oh my God, 2G was something else. Those days on the old BlackBerry devices, right? Edge network, you know, that we moved on from there. But it's worrying that people claim that even with the so-called 4G right now, they can't stream. People are trying to use Instagram, is stalling. Sometimes I see some people shaking their phone. Anyway, back to you. Smart number 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. That's our smart number on Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. You call in, you drop your name, the call screener will patch you through to us here in the studio. All right, so once again, 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. So Charity in Port Harcourt sends us a message. Say, good morning, Jude. I have two lines. The network has been poor for the past few weeks now. I regretted loading data on my phone last night because I wanted to use it to watch the Champions League, my club, Man City. But for that matter, I ended up crying because the app refused to open. And mine is 4G. Charity, did you by chance, you know, send a message to your service provider or providers? You say you have two numbers. Did you send a message? Did you lay a complaint? What was the response? You know, these are the things that I like to encourage people to do. You should, as you listen to us right now, you should know the customer care line for your network provider. You should also, if you have a smart device, You should also know their Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram handles. It is imperative that you know, so that you know you can readily reach them. You know, if you don't have the patience to be on the phone to speak to a representative, you know, you can send a message. All right, you can send a message. All right, the network has been terrible. I have two lines, and both are poor in their service. I do online businesses, and it affects me so badly. Even at my place of work, network has been bad. It's, I have to go outside. Wow, you have to go outside to send a message, not even to call, to send a message. What kind of message are you sending? SMS or WhatsApp messages or Instagram messages? Let's be very specific here. Maybe, I don't know, maybe these things are dependent on the applications that you are using. You know, it's very possible. You know. Kristen says, her network is one of the most useless networks out there. Okay, all right. Once again, if you are a representative of any of these network providers in Nigeria, we're focusing on Port Harcourt this morning. And I'd like to let you know there's a Vox Pop on at the moment. We're getting to listen and also read comments from users within the Port Harcourt metropolis. How their data, how their service provision has been affecting their businesses, how great it has been within the past month. Richard is on the line. Richard, good morning, please.
That does not explain a bad network.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, go on, Richard.
This is Junior Richard.
Yes, go on, please.
Concerning the subject matter of bad network, I don't think if there is anybody that does not explain a bad network, and it's not good for one to be a judge in those states. For the MD to come out and say that my network in Nigeria is better than Europe, I'm so shocked. Because yesterday, I tried meeting several times. If people will pick my... I will not hear anything from them. And my credit is burning. And I have three lines that I'm using.
And all three have been poor?
Data and calls. I can rate them... 30% data 25%. Because sometimes even video call that we make to our brothers in Europe that they call us to receive video calls, our line will be frustrated. So I don't think if there is anybody, I'm complaining, sir. I'm tired of complaining because when you complain, nothing happens. The only thing I see that worry man says, see finish. This network telecom operator, they have seen us finish, they think that we can't do anything. If we are to the other country, so many people are students. But in Nigeria, nobody has seen them for images or anything. That's why they have the right to see anything they want to say.
All right, so, Richard. Thank you very much. Great to have heard your view on the subject matter. Akobudu Wisdom on Facebook says, it is poor. No customer protection. It is poor. Interestingly, Stanley Alozie, Kadazai Dauda says, he's watching. Okay, he's watching us on Facebook. That means you have data, which is good. That means you are able to stream. All right, so I'm going to give you a thumbs up. Those of you who are streaming right now, watching us on Facebook and on Twitter. All right, this is me giving you guys a thumbs up. It's not easy to have that kind of data to do that. All right, absolutely amazing. Okay, Lexi. Twitter now, at Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Twitter and on Facebook. Now, if you just join us, it's a very straightforward question I'm asking this morning. A Vox Pop. I'm getting to find out from you in the past month how your businesses have been affected by your telecoms providers. How has been your experience? Good? Great? Not so great? And how many numbers do you have? Like I started by saying, it's not unusual to find Nigerians, many Nigerians, who have two numbers, two telephone lines. But so far, we've had people calling and say they have three, they have four. I wouldn't be surprised if they have even more. But, you know, what do I know? All we are here to find out is your experiences in the past month. Yes, in the past month in particular. Okay, so the fellow who said that the network has been terrible, all right, can't even send messages, he has replied me, says that he can't send messages. He has to go outside. All messages, SMS, WhatsApp, I can't even get on social media. Ooh, that's very worrying. All right, good morning, Jude. My network provider almost messed me up yesterday. I booked a ride to the hospital. When we got to the hospital, that was UPTH, it took me an extra 30 minutes before my transfer succeeded. And after that, I was through my treatment. I was taking my phone up and down looking for reception to book a returning ride. It was terrible. Lady V says, wow, it was terrible. Jude, right now, the network is terrible. I have just one line, but I have to position my phone somewhere in my house. Just to get network, Wellington. It reminds me of when we were in Benin, you know, when we started school in Benin, there used to be a tree. It was the oddest thing I've ever experienced in the entire area on campus, right? You would not find network. But you see, from 6 p.m., there was a mango tree. I don't know how they found it out, but there was a mango tree that had the reception. If you step out of that mango tree, no reception for you. And I'm not joking. No, that you get to see 50, 60 people all around that mango tree. All around that mango tree waiting for reception. They'll send their texts and everything, and then you go. Sometimes, because some people didn't have phones, they'll write messages for their parents and say, please help me send this text message. I think that time text was not 10 naira, was it 15 naira for text messages? Yeah. Then was not 15 naira a minute. Moving on. Peter here says, I have 4 phone numbers of the 4 major networks. I have 3 smart devices. I live at St. John's Iwafe Road with 3 very high-end phones, and I am a tech-savvy individual. All the 4 networks are useless. I have complained. I've gone to all the 4 network offices, and I've been told the network has been upgraded, all to no avail. Very frustrating experiences. They are useless. Oh. Okay, Peter uses useless a lot this morning. All right, Major Emodi says, for the past 1 month, I have been experiencing epileptic network delay services from the networks I'm using. When I buy data, it runs very quickly. Even when the AWUF is giving, it still runs faster than an aircraft. Oh dear. Right. A lot of comments this morning. This one here says that sometimes it is pretty good. Let's be fair. It's a recent occurrence, something that they need to let the public know. Earlier in the year, it wasn't so bad. At least 2 of the network services were pretty good. But these days, all of them are just... Okay, I can't say... A lot of people have used that word today, so I'm not going to say. But anyways, there you have it. This morning in Port Harcourt, a lot of residents not particularly happy, at least those who have called on this show, not particularly being impressed with the provision of their services from their service providers, that is. Anyway, keep complaining, make sure you have your numbers, and it should improve. That's the aim. My name is Jude.